I'm Ricky Petty, broker of Petty Capital Realty, also owner of Petty Investments. And I've been in the business since 2008, and just glad to be able to bring real estate to the different folks that we serve.
Started, sustained, and succeeded, so you can too.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, Bolton Beach, stand up. Bethune-Cookman, stand up. All the real estate agents out there who inspire to be brokers, y'all stand up and listen clear. I have Chief, I say, Ricky Petty. I almost wanted to say, you know, Petty Officer, but I don't know him to be a Navy man, so I'm not going to do that to him. But he's going to give us the game on how he has succeeded, sustained, and even how he started in this real estate game to get to the status of broker. Chief Ricky, how you doing, my bro?
Hey, man, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Love it, love it, love it. Tell us, please, because like I was telling you off air, you know, you can jump in an Uber and before you leave, they give you a card and say, hey, you know, I'm an agent or their wife is an agent. For that 14-year-old out there or that 21-year-old saying, I want to get in that game. This is how you can make some real wealth. How did you get started in this game? And, you know, through that story, maybe you drop us some jewels.
Yeah, definitely, man. I was there and always was inspired about real estate. And how I got into it was when I actually first bought my first house. I was about 26 years old. I always wanted to become a homeowner. Came from very humble beginnings. The first one in my family to graduate high school, college, and also become a homeowner. So I was very inspired about becoming a homeowner. When I bought my first house, I sold it pretty quickly and ended up buying another house. And I bought my second house and was trying to sell it. The agent did such a horrible job, in my opinion. I saw the listing and what she had was 3-2 with two fruit trees. And she didn't have a picture or anything of my house. So I felt that she didn't put the effort in to do it. So I was motivated to get my real estate license. I got my real estate license and I sold my own house. So that's how I got into real estate. One thing about real estate, what I tell folks, you know, it's a great career, a lot of opportunity, but it's really on you. You know, your hustle determines your salary. So you really, really got to have that hustle in you. You know, you got to have the ability to have influence on people and also got to be inspiring. For me, it's all about helping people. You know, my goal is and my mission in life is to help and inspire others. So whatever I'm doing, I'm always trying to do that. So I do a lot of stuff in the community and with real estate, you know, with the community work that I do is great. And my major was sociology. I went to the great Bethune-Cookman University. I majored in sociology and I majored in sociology because I wanted to study human behavior, you know, and have a better understanding of society and the different things that are taking place. So with that, you know, I have a heart for helping others. So with that job, you know, it's great. You do a lot of good work and you get a pat on the back. Good job. But your salary still stay the same. With real estate, you know, you help someone, you do a good deed. Not only do you get a pat on the back, but you get a nice commission check to go along with it. And that really, really make you feel good as well. So real estate is really, really a great field to be in. And like I say, your hustle determines your salary. You know, you just have to be determined. You know, you got to have motivation, got to be a self-starter, and you can't make excuses because what I found is that, you know, people make excuses for things that they don't want to do and they make exceptions for things that they do want to do. So get in this game, you know, make an exception and get in this game of real estate, make yourself some real good money.
Now, tell people where you're from. And also, you know, that degree that you mentioned is one of those degrees, kind of like mine when I went to Grambling and my wife told me, what you going to do with a political science background? What you going to do with the mass comm background? And I'm still, you know, doing things, but it wasn't easy. How did your degree help you and let the people know where you're from? Because I want them to know, you know, represent your city and kind of how you grew up.
Okay, I'm from the great city, beautiful city of Boynton Beach, Florida. Like I said, I came from very humble beginnings, first generational to go to college. I was fortunate enough to go to the great Bethune-Cookman University and major in sociology. I was torn between business and sociology, but I decided to go the sociology route. Like I said, I wanted to understand people, human behavior, and more so than that, just the lesson that I learned, while at Bethune-Cookman College. You meet some incredible individuals, that are going to do some incredible work, as they continue to grow. And just being in the college atmosphere, you learn so much, and as far as my major, I always knew about the different things that were out there. And I just wanted to kind of, like I said, part of my mission is to help, to inspire. And with that degree of sociology, it allowed me to do that. And it just allowed me to have a better relationship, with others, because even in real estate, you got many folks that are transactional, but I'm relational. You got to build relationships, you got to build what I call social capital. That's important. That's how things move and get done, based on relationships that you have with others.
So true. So for all those pursuing that degree, this might be a lane for you, because a lot of folks, will say they're born LinkedIn, and they'll say, I don't see folks looking necessarily for that degree, but you see how you have to use the skills that you have, and that's the trick. Where you went to school is the most beautiful HBCU campus I've ever seen, because it's Daytona Beach, y'all. I say Grambling's the Harvard of the South. We know the AU circle has its perks when you have that much Black excellence around, but y'all have a campus that is just like, man, you're right by the beach. It's clean. I haven't ever seen, every time I've gone, any type of violence or anything like that. If you guys are looking for a good HBCU, if you don't go to Grambling, check out Bethune-Cookman for
Check out
sure.
Bethune-Cookman and the history that we got there. Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune done some amazing work there, man. We were started in 1904, and we're doing some amazing things and entering to learn, depart to serve. That's our motto, and that's what I'm doing daily.
Now, when you were there, were you an Omega? Because I see that mini-me picture of you back there, and I don't know if you might have drew that and have some art talent, but I don't know, is that the Omega Phi Psi that I see on the cat on the chair rest?
Yeah, Omega Psi Phi. Yeah, founded on the campus of Howard University, 1911. And I'm part of an amazing chapter at Bethune-Cookman. And that's the Omicron Epsilon chapter of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. So, yes, I am a member. Went over at Bethune-Cookman in spring of 2001. So it was a great experience. Another one of those great moments in my life that had a huge impact, joining a fraternity. So that was something that I'm very proud of, and one of the best decisions that I've made in my
And
life.
did you paint that picture?
Did I paint that picture? Yes, I did paint that picture. That's a picture of me, But if anybody looking to buy it, I'm saying everything that I have, if it ain't for sale, it's negotiable. So, just reach out to me. You could buy it. It could be yours. All you gotta do is grow a
Okay.
beard, and it could be you.
Yeah, for real, huh? You gotta talk about that, because God is good and he'll give you some stuff, and why I ask the questions that I ask. But where, can we find your art? We're gonna segue quicker than I thought, but talk about your art skills and when you picked that up and where people can see your art outside of this interview.
Yeah, well, no, it's not really nothing that a skill that I have. It was just the activity that I was involved with, but I would sell it. I don't sell art, but I would. But I do have something else that others could buy. I have a book that's coming out, and I always like to say that I'm petty because I'm Ricky Petty, and I always talk about how petty I am. But this book that I have coming out, it's called Beyond Petty. And basically, it's called Beyond Petty, Embracing Dreams, Defying the Odds. And basically, it's a inspirational book about my life, me starting from humble beginnings and having some success to where I am now. It's a really, really great book. It's going to be on Amazon. You also can purchase it on my website, which is www.beyondpetty.com. So it'll be coming out next month, mid-May. So you'll see more about it.
Awesome. And you guys, I'm gonna give some game real quick to Ricky, and hopefully by that time it comes out, he may, if he decides to go that route. Amazon, great thing. We have a publishing company, family-owned publishing company, because we put out children's books and other books. Get your book on Ingram Spark as well. because the libraries don't buy from Amazon unless you do some huge campaign locally, but they will get it from Ingram Spark or Baker and Taylor. So it's as easy as putting it on Amazon, get your, ISBN numbers and all your SKUs and all that. But the libraries, then you can be in the CAT system and, things can be a little different from Beyond Petty book, best seller. Publisher, we're gonna throw all that out there, man, in Jesus Christ's name. Let it happen. Let it
Man,
happen.
and I received that. Thanks for that knowledge. I appreciate that.
Man, we all got books in us and we got to put these books out, and then, when you do the audio book, however you decide to do it, I got to check that out. So I'm gonna be looking forward to that because I love to just, it's a book a week, like Miles Monroe taught us via YouTube. Read a book a week, your life will be a lot different, people. I got to go back though, real quick. You got the book. But you kind of went over the art, say you'll sell it, but you really don't do it. Because this could be therapy for you. You could be like Jim Carrey, and in your personal time, you might have canvases. Is that just something that was a one-time thing, and you're just gonna leave it there, or is it something you're gonna pursue further?
It was pretty much a one-time thing. I got my hands in too much already, so so the art, it's just a one-time therapeutic thing.
Okay. I love that because I even have like a retirement plan, and this is why I love drones, and I just like to fly my drone. I say even if I'm 120, and I only got one more year, or maybe science shows something else, right? But I can at least be on my drone and have something to do because I always want to be doing something. So. Now, with your book, we'll go back to the book real quick. Give them just a couple more highlights of it so we can get them excited about it and why this book may be different than anything else they've read.
Yeah, definitely, man. So basically in this book, man, what you're gonna learn about is just a true individual with a hustle spirit, man, that came from humble beginnings and that really, really made an impact, in his community and will make an impact, in this world. So basically, I take the reader through my humble beginnings, when I first my existence, and talk about a sting of poverty, just living in impoverished situations. I talk about my delinquent years, dealing with juvenile justice and getting in trouble and just doing some wild, crazy things. I share some stories, and then I also talk about my high school years, the different things that I went through in high school. And the fact that me being a teen father, being a high school dad and going through that situation. Then I take them to college, my college years. And I explain to the folks, how the college life was and what I learned. And I drop nuggets as well. And then I talk about relationship, love and loss, going through a relationship and being divorced and, what you can learn from those situations. Then I talk about the importance of family. I also talk about business, and drop some nuggets about business. And I talk about life now, how I'm enjoying life now, just living my dream. And then I give a message to the next generation. So all of that is encompassed in that book, and I'm just, just giving free game. So inside that book, man, you'll just find a wonderful story about an individual that's doing some amazing work, man. And it's all, through God's grace, and how he blessed me and allowed me the opportunities that I have and where I'm able to pour, into my community as well as others.
Hello, everyone. Come along with London and Sydney as they show you around the vibrant country of Cameroon. And explore the heart of Africa through the eyes of London and Sydney. Two explorers who journey across the great city of Yaoundé, exploring its rich culture, vibrant market squares, cultural heritage, and wildlife. With giggles and excitement, London and Sydney Explore Cameroon takes you on a fun-filled adventure, providing insight into the country's culture and traditions through the pages of this book. It's packed with exciting stories and super cool facts about Cameroon that will make you go, wow. Get your copy now, available on Amazon and in libraries near you. There's only one easy way to experience the exploration of Cameroon, and it's through London and Sydney. Don't wait, get yours.
Awesome, awesome. And you say free game, but you guys better buy that game, if not, better request the heavens out of it from the library. So they gotta have it. if you wanted free 99, like Kodak Black wanted it from Master P. But that's a whole nother topic. Can you talk about, what do you see the difference in your hustle and your grind versus other people who say they want to be where you're at? They say they want to get their brokerage. They want to come out of, the hard times. Because so many people that we know, we've all had these hard times, and you get these legal battles. And then when you just stop the nonsense, get the right circle, get the right management, the right team, and you say, it was really like that circle. They say, show me your future and show me your friends, and you hear all that stuff, but it's really true. And you, not everybody can go. Nip told us, Nipsey Hussle, for those who know Nip is, he said, everybody can't go. But talk about like the difference from what you did to get out of all of the nonsense and to succeed versus what you see other people like really struggling with in real estate.
Yeah, good question. And what I tell folks all the time, man, you got to have that hustle and you got to eliminate excuses. We see a lot of folks making a lot of excuses about what they can do and what they can't do. For me, I tell folks, this is true. What you do from 9 to 5, that's going to allow you to live life, the way you choose to live life. But what you do from 5 to 9 is what's going to allow you to get to that level of reaching your dreams and your goal and your aspiration. So for me, I didn't make excuses. I always hustle, I always grind. It don't stop. You know what I mean? So I always had a 9 to 5, and after my 9 to 5, I was hustling, doing different things, and it was instilled in me. It ain't nothing that I just wanted to do, because you hear folks talk a lot about being a boss. They like the title, but they don't want to put it into work. And being a boss is more than just a title. You know what I mean? There's some responsibility. There's some sacrifices that have to be made. And in order to be a boss, you have to be willing to make those sacrifices. You have to be willing to be consistent. You have to be willing to be determined. So all those things are elements of what it takes to really be that boss that one wants to be. You can't sit around and make excuses. You can't sit around and just have an idea, because some folks, they have a really, really good idea. And some folks, they don't ever really, implement a plan to make those ideas come to fruition. You know what I mean? Some folks, what I tell them, you got a hobby. You know what I'm saying? You're doing something you like, but you ain't making no money. You know what I'm saying? That's a hobby. You got to make that. You got to make that idea come into a plan, and that plan turn into a dollar. That's where you're gonna be into, business and making some real money and making a change and living a financial free life. So you really got to have that determination. You got to make sure you're disciplined, and you got to be willing to sacrifice and be consistent. Those are different elements. That's what's going to get one to that boss status. And what I love about real estate is wide open for you. And I said again, I said it before, your hustle determines your salary. You have the ability to sell one of the most expensivest products, which is your home. That's probably gonna be the most expensive thing that one would ever purchase. And we have the ability to sell that. And there's so many different homes out there for sale. But in order to be a successful realtor, you got to make sure that you market yourself properly. You got to make sure that you present yourself properly. And you got to make sure that you build your social capital, different folks that you network with and have an influence on. That's how business works. And I've been fortunate enough to do all those different things, and it allowed me to have some success in real estate. I started my real estate career. I started with a local brokerage, Keller Williams. Worked with them for about a few years. Then I went on to another brokerage, and a smaller brokerage, mom and pops. But I learned so much at that mom and pop. It really, really gave me the experience that I needed. But I wanted more, but they didn't have the technology that I wanted. So I went to a different broker, which was Exit Realty, and they had the technology, all the bells and whistles, and it was great. And I was like, man, you know what? I think I could do this on my own. So I went and took my broker license test. I passed it, and I got my broker license. So part of me wanted to buy a Exit Realty franchise, and then I said, you know what? I think I could do this on my own without the franchise. I want something that's mine. I want to build a legacy, and by starting my own would allow me to do so. So then it hit me, and that's when I thought of Petty Capital Realty. and I birthed that in 2016, and it was just me. And from then I get another agent. I really didn't do it to get a lot of agents. That wasn't my vision in the beginning, but I knew where I was going. And because of my work, my work ethics, and folks like the way I work, I've been able to grow my business to over 20 agents right now that work up under me. And so part of me, I do a lot of coaching, one-on-ones with my agents, and they're really making some really, really good moves. So we built Petty Capital Realty to be a very, very successful company. So that's one part of the game I do. In addition to that, I have what I call petty investments. Petty investments allow me the opportunity to purchase properties. So I have a portfolio of properties that I was able to acquire over the years, in which buy and make some good residual income. Petty Capital Realty does that and manage those properties. So I had a goal way back that I wanted to have 10 doors, meaning 10 doors, meaning properties that's producing income. And I was able to acquire those 10 doors 2 years ago. And I felt really, really proud about that. And it allowed me the opportunity to receive some residual income. You got Ricky Petty, the broker. You got Ricky Petty, the agent. You got Petty Investments, who's going to buy the property. And to me, that sounds like a really, really petty guy, making some real petty money. You know what I mean? And I'm keeping it all in the circle, Petty sell it, petty buy it, and petty rent it out, And that just goes to show that you can make things happen. And I've been able to do it in this game, man. And real estate has been really, really good to me. Of course, I serve a good God, and I have good intentions. And when you do good, man, good come back to you.
Amen, amen. And do not forget Beyond Petty, the book, the author, and I'm gonna say it, I'm gonna just keep harping on the artist as well. We're gonna bring that canvas art, we're gonna bring it back. Now, with all of that, and and I'm glad that you disclose, even the hard, difficult times, because there's somebody coming out of a legal situation every day, especially in this country where there's so many laws on the books, you don't even know them all. And people can hear, look, I might be able to jump in this real estate thing. And real estate, we know, is for everyone. You don't have to just look one certain way or talk one certain way. But with that, what is a community give back that you are doing or that you plan to do in the future, especially knowing how, Boynton Beach is right now? I mean, a beautiful city, but man, I've gone to some blocks. They trying to knock out the whole block and take everybody who grew up there, and I don't know where they're gonna push them, maybe into the sea. Talk about that, please, on your community give back, on your community give back now or in the future.
Okay, definitely, man. Well, gentrification, we do know that that's real. And in my opinion, way to I ain't gonna say overcome it, but to make sure that you have some say so in it, is you gotta own something, man. We could do a lot of talking, and that helps. But when you got some money behind that talk, it really, really makes a huge impact. Because guess what? Nobody could build it if we don't sell. And if we do sell, we put a price on it, and we tell them what we want there. We could dictate the outcomes of the situation. When you broke, you just got to really sit back and listen. And it's folks that's coming into these communities, they have a long-term plan, long-term vision, and we got to start thinking the same way. But first, we got to get our money up, and we got to strategize. And come up with our own plan. So when we are approached with different individuals, we need to make sure that they plan fall in line with what our plan is, and then we can make something happen. But as far as community stuff, man, I'm very involved in my community in Boynton Beach. I sit on numerous boards, and we're always doing some amazing things to try to have an impact and try to have different bringing different things to our community. I'm part of a great organization called Pathways to Prosperity. And we have multiple different programs that's doing a lot of great things in the community. One is Bridges at Boynton Beach, and they focus a lot on, working with parents that have young children, 0 to 8, and just teaching them different skills in that aspect. We have another program called Circles, which is a great program, and it's all about self-sufficiency. Teach folks about how to manage relationships, how to manage their money, how to budget, all those different types of things. In addition to that, we have two other programs that's part of the Healthier Together initiative. One is focused on behavioral health, and the other, which I'm the director of, is a program called Healthier Boynton Beach, and their focus is on family caregiving. So we do all these amazing different things, and we have a huge fundraising event that's going to take place on May 11th, and it's called the Night of Jazz, and it's going to be an amazing event. It's a fundraising event. It's going to be at Benvenuto's. If folks are looking to purchase tickets, they can reach out to me or either go on our website, which is pathwaysboyntonbeach.org, and they can purchase tickets, or they can also go on Eventbrite. It's on Eventbrite as well, and the event called a Night of Jazz. In addition to that, I sit on numerous of health boards. I sit on Community Genesis Health Board. I sit on Community Partners of South Florida Board. I sit on Connect to Greatness Board, Omega Uplift Board. So I'm doing a lot of amazing things in this beautiful city, man, and I'm just, so proud to give back. I also support a lot of organizations financially as well, because I feel like, the more you receive, it's important to give back. So I'm a big giver, and I support numerous organizations in many different ways, not only with my time, my talents, but also with my money as well. So I'm very supportive of my community, and I would like to say that I'm, the community, they respect me a lot, and I appreciate them as well. And I'm always showing up and just advocating, on doing what's right for our community and the underserved.
Not to put another job on you or another pressure, but I just gotta ask, because that's part of the job. That's part of giving the game. Do you have any political ambition to, make change in the community?
That is an amazing question, and I've been asked, quite a few times in regards to that. However, at this point in my life, I just want to be me, and I just want to make an impact on where I am. I understand the impact I could have, being in one of those political positions, but right now, where I'm at in my life, I just kind of want to focus on just making an impact and just being me, but who knows what the future may hold. If God lead me to it, then I got to be obedient and answer his call, but right now, I just want to continue to do the good work that I do, in my heart and in my spirit.
Gotcha. No, and no pressure, especially I just recently finished Leadership of Palm Beach, the focus group. I call it the most effective focus group. And they were telling us, going through leadership, how many politicians, sorry, y'all, how many of them have stepped down because they have to show their finances with the new rules. And I think it was over 30. And they said, one of y'all might be the new leaders, but there is a lot of pressure, people in your business, you got a good healthy beard. He ain't trying to lose his beard right now and have all of you in the business. But it's also how we also look, what we look for in a politician. Because we need people to advocate. And we also need to know that people are people. The same foolishness y'all do at 1 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock, your politicians are doing the same thing because they're people. They didn't say they were pastor, and your pastor may be doing it too. Everybody is battling the same sin, and we want to try to cast stones at somebody. But I just had
Absolutely.
to, I had to
Yeah.
throw that out there.
Now let me throw something out there, because you mentioned Leadership Palm Beach, Palm Beach County, and I'm a part of Leadership Palm Beach County, man. I'm part of the virtually unstoppable class of 2021. So I just wanted to give a shout out to my Leadership Palm Beach County family.
Okay. Jeanette Gordon was in your class,
Absolutely.
whatnot.
Yes, that's my girl. That's my girl.
This is might some may say it was told to me, the Palm Beach Mafia. And I said, man, it's the most this I've dealt I got I got my bones in Massachusetts. I know something about, doing government business in a mafia type city and state. Springfield, I love y'all. You know that 413 stand up. But that's Leadership of Palm Beach County is a great organization. Tell everybody, do it. And I just did the focus group because of the way I travel. But But this is a beautiful thing. I want you to let people know. I don't want to give all the game because I want them to go get your book. I'm actually gonna, release this in the time of the month of your book. So let them know where they can follow you. Again, how they can get your book, how they can tap in. If you do any mentoring, because I can hear a mother right now. Sometimes I can hear the audience and saying, "How could he mentor my son? That's what my son needs." And you're right, but you got to find him where he's already at because, he got enough on his plate. So give him the game where they can find you.
Yeah, so where you can find me on Facebook, Ricky Petty. So make sure you put Ricky Petty. I also have a son named Ricky Petty on Instagram on Mr. Wonderful 561. So Mr. Wonderful 561, Twitter, Mr. Wonderful 561 as well. You can also follow me on my business page, which is Petty Capital Realty, also Facebook and Instagram. So those are different ways. And you can also follow me on LinkedIn, Ricky Petty. So those are the different avenues that I'm on, so feel free to follow me. Make sure that you get that book, Beyond Petty. A lot of good jewels and knowledge in that book. So I'm hoping that you have a copy.
You guys, get yourself a copy. I am going to do all that I can for when he has the link available to relink it back in this program so you can look below. But Google is your best friend, if not ChatGPT. But do not hit Mr. Wonderful 561 up asking for a favor if you haven't even got his book. If you haven't even requested it from the library, you need proof. Like I've been requesting it because as a fellow author, it's hard when people it hurts your feelings sometimes. People want to give you the game. You've wrote it in a book, but they won't get the book and they want your time for free 99. Nah, them days is over, y'all. So you guys have gotten the game. You stuck to the end. I thank y'all for doing that. Make sure that you like the game. Make sure you subscribe. I know more of you are listeners, but go over to the YouTube and give us some love. I'd appreciate it. Make some comments. But more importantly, make sure you share this game with somebody. It will change their life. Y'all be blessed.
Hi, everyone. Have you ever been curious about visiting Africa? Which African country were you interested in? Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, South Africa, Ethiopia? Which country are you interested in? My good friend, Kellen Cash Coleman, came up with a course called My First Trip to Africa that'll guide you through this process. It's only $20, and in this course, you'll learn about passports, visas, vaccinations that you need before you go there, as well as a budget, how much the trip is gonna cost. He also talks about what you should pack, what you should take with you, how you should travel on a budget. Did you know that US$100 is worth 1,000 South African rand and over 10,000 Kenyan shillings? So imagine what you can do with $100 back home. I say back home because I'm from Sudan, I'm African, I already know how it's like. I know that, when you convert Canadian and American money, it goes a long way when you're traveling across Africa. So if you're curious, if Africa is a place that you've always wanted to go, always wanted to move there, Kellen Cash is the person to ask. Check out the course, there's a little preview you can listen to. Before you actually purchase it, if you're interested in this course, visit www.diversifiedgame.com. Don't miss out.